For
the arrival today of your client.
He was ready to report and he's excited to be here.
And what's the situation with his mom?
I don't think it's appropriate to get into the health of his mother. Those questions would be better addressed by his man himself when he's ready to talk about it.
Well, that might be October, if then, the way things are going. Can you even acknowledge whether she is or is not in the hospital or was not in the hospital?
Yeah, I'm not, really, I can't comment on the health of Manny's mother.
See, Manny's 34 now. Do you think it's time to become more a carnival instead of baby, like a 12-year-old?
Well, I wouldn't accept your characterization of his behavior to begin with. Again, I'll just say that he's reported to spring training here. He's happy to be here. He's here before he was required to be here, either by the team or the mandatory report date. So he's happy to be here and he's ready to go.
Are you afraid of losing your male ticket to try to help him, try to make him grow up?
Again, I wouldn't agree with your characterization either of Manny's behavior or of whatever else you're talking about.
Greg, he indicated that March 1st was going to be the day. What changed that got moved up?
I think, again, that's something that Manny would have to answer, but he indicated that he was ready to go, and so that's why he's here.
What is the deal with the auto show?
I have no idea what the deal is with the auto show. I do know that Manny never had any intention of being there.
What has changed since he asked to be traded last fall?
I'm not going to comment on anything, about trades or, speculation or anything like that right now. He's here right now, and he's excited to be here. I think you can tell that.
I'm sorry, he never agreed to do that car show?
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of. When I asked him about it, he told me he had to be here.
So he doesn't want to be traded now?
Yeah.
He was doing it.
He's just focused on the season right now. So he's reported. He's here. He's ready to go.
Greg, do you know why he didn't report? Why he chose not to report with other position players?
I think that the Red Sox have already gone to the press with this, that they extended him the opportunity to stay with his mother, who had surgery this offseason.
Was it at all important for you or Manny? Tomorrow is the mandatory report date. Was it at all important for you or Manny to be here by that rather than the March 1st date?
I think it was important for both Manny and me that he get to spring training as early as he could, given his family situation. And that's why he came today, because he was prepared to come today, so he came just as soon as he was able.
Greg, have you had conversations with the organization at any point this offseason to discuss whether Manny still wants to be traded at all? Have you had that conversation with the Red Sox?
No, we have not had any conversations about trades.
What is his health status?
He's in great shape, perfectly healthy, and very, very excited to begin the season.
Did he get any treatment on his knee in the offseason that was bothering him last year?
Did Manny receive any treatment on his knee this offseason?
In November, December, he did.
Yeah, he continued the rehab that he was engaged in during the season.
Was there ever an occasion this offseason where he had to go to a doctor and be checked out and discuss the possibilities of whether they had to do anything more aggressive than what he was doing while he was still here in Boston last summer?
He has consulted with physicians and he has continued the rehab.
What's the condition of his knee now going forward?
I think he feels very good. He feels very good and he's very optimistic that he's going to have a great season.
Is he under any restrictions or is he just the green light for his knee?
I think he has a green light. I think of course there's always going to be precautions once you've had an injury that you don't re-injure. But he has a green light, he's healthy, he's ready to go.
You've said to us a couple times we should ask Manny. Is your understanding that he will answer if we ask him?
That's up to him, but I believe that he will answer questions at some point.
You think today, or have you guys talked about it?
We haven't talked about it. We don't have any plan. Uh-huh. I would expect that he would at some point.
Has he received any kind of assurances, Greg, medically, that this won't be a chronic condition?
I think he's been given a green light, and he's ready to go. We don't anticipate any future problems, but again, one never knows.
It is not chronic, though. It's not arthritis.
It's not chronic. It's not arthritis. Gene, did you know anything at all about the car show? I mean, you're with him.
I don't know anything about that.
No, did the organizers get in touch with you at all and ask you if Manny was coming?
Again, I don't know anything about it. I really don't.
You had zero conversations with anyone? And
I just know he wasn't going to be there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If neither of you guys think that he ever intended to be at the Spurs show, which would be considering kind of legal action against these people, maybe using his name without your knowledge?
We're not considering anything like that at this time.
I mean, it seems, if what you're saying is accurate, it sounds like they used his name inappropriately.
Yeah, again, I'm not really familiar with the circumstances surrounding the car show.
Does he have a 1967 convertible Lincoln?
I don't know. He has a Chrysler out front right now.
That's not for auction.
Gene, pardon me, Greg, you just mentioned that his mother had surgery in the off-season. Can you tell us when in the off-season? I mean, roughly, I'm not asking for a date and
no,
an hour.
No, I appreciate that, but I just out of respect for the family, I'm not going to really comment on his mother's health.
I mean, you understand why it's relevant. I mean, if it was December, it'd be one thing. If it was 10 days ago, it would be another thing.
I do know that she had very, very serious medical issues this off-season. And that was the reason why Manny is reporting when he is.
Can you just explain what made Manny change his mind before
he was
over?
Manny reported early because he was ready to go. He was excited to be here in spring training, and it was the appropriate time.
What is the latest prognosis on his knee that's been absent for the last 2 years?
His knee feels fine. He's ready to go, and he feels he's going to have another season.
Can you explain, I don't know if he'll be talking to us, but exactly what he did to take care of his knee this offseason?
Well, he continued with the rehab that he's engaged in towards the end of the season. He continued with his very intense workout regimen, and he's in great shape.
When did he actually get here to Palmyra?
I think he got here yesterday.
What the physicals to present today or today?
Today.
Yeah. Greg, how would you respond when someone as highly respected as Peter Gammons would go on the air on ESPN and say that Manny essentially went on, quote, his Peter's word, vacation last August?
Well, I'm not going to comment on somebody else's opinion of what happened and speculation of what happened during the end of last season. It's a new season. It's spring training. He's excited for the season. He's healthy. He's ready to go. And so we're happy for him.
What's your opinion of what happened at the end of last season?
Again, I'm not going to talk about last season. If you have any questions directed towards spring training and Manny reporting, that's fine.
Greg, the Red Sox seemed miffed that they got word of Manny's report date through Julian Tavares. In retrospect, should you or Manny have done a better job communicating, given that he wasn't here when other position players were?
I think we've done an excellent job communicating with the Red Sox, and I'm not aware of them being miffed in any way.
You want to hear my tape? I have it in the trailer.
Well, thank you all. I've got to move on, but thank you.
Didn't want to lose to me or
something. I think you said all the time communicating with the Red Sox and what? I don't know anything about that being a myth or something to that effect. Yeah. Wow.